A summary of the laws of Pesach. Laws of Kashering, Part 4, laws dealing with how to do Haggalah. Since the laws of Haggalah involve many details, it should only be done by one who is expert in its details, which we will now enumerate. Let's begin regarding when Haggalah should be done. So everyone should try to perform Haggalah to whatever vessels can have Haggalah performed to them to kasher them prior to the fifth hour of the day of Erev Pesach, which is prior to Seif Zman Achilas Chametz. Some meticulous individuals are accustomed to perform Haggalah 3 days before Pesach. There are various halachic ramifications regarding if one does the Haggalah after Seif Zman Achilas Chametz, and therefore one should make sure to do so beforehand. Cleaning the vessels prior to Haggalah. Prior to Haggalah, one must make sure to remove any rust, dirt patches, and the like that are on the vessels, as the Haggalah must be done purely to the vessel material without any intervention in between. If one cannot remove the rust by hand, then one needs to burn that area using a flame until the other side becomes Yad Seledes or begins to scorch a piece of paper that is placed there in its exterior. It is not necessary to remove the rust that is on the outside of the vessel, and is also not necessary to remove stain rust, meaning a rust-colored stain, if there is no actual substance to the rust. If the vessel has a crack in it, then Haggalah does not help for such a vessel unless one does libun with a flame to the area of the crack. This, however, only applies if the crack is in the inside of the vessel. If it's in the external part of the vessel, then libun does not have to be performed to it, and one can do a regular Haggalah. The company trademark that is on the vessel needs to be cleaned very well due to worry that perhaps there's chametz stuck in between the crevices. Vessels which have paint on them should not be koshered, being that it is difficult for the absorbed chametz to leave the areas of the walls of the pot where the paint is. This, however, only applies if it is in the inside of the pot, just as we explained regarding rust. After cleaning the vessel must then be dried prior to doing Haggalah to it. Let's now discuss the Haggalah water. The water used for Haggalah must be boiling. It does not suffice for it to simply be the heat of Yad Seledes. Furthermore, the water must remain boiling when the vessel is dipped into it. The water stopped boiling after one vessel, and one must wait for it to reboil before placing into it another vessel. Regarding how long the vessel needs to be placed into the water for, the custom is to place it in momentarily and then immediately take it out. Nonetheless, the Alter Rebbe concludes that one should leave the vessel in the water for a slight amount of time in order to allow the taste that's absorbed in it to be properly removed after the heat is let to penetrate the vessel's thickness. It is not proper to kosher many vessels at a time, such as in a cloth or a sack, as if the vessels touch each other, Haggalah does not help in those areas. Regarding if the vessel may be kosher through Haggalah if it is still ben yame, which means it still is within 24 hours from its last use. So the answer is that from the letter of the law, when koshering prior to the fifth hour of the day on Erev Pesach, it does not need to be not ben yame, meaning even a ben yame vessel is vowed to be koshered. Nonetheless, the custom is to make sure that all the vessels that are koshered before Pesach from chametz are no longer ben yame, which means that they have not been used for hot chametz within the past 24 hours. However, if they were used for cold chametz, and the chametz didn't soak in it for 24 hours, then it is fine to simply clean it and then perform Haggalah to it, even though it was used for cold chametz within the 24 hours. Immediately after Haggalah is performed to the vessel, the custom is to wash the vessel in cold water immediately afterwards. Now, a final note regarding the Haggalah vessel. The vessel that is used to do the Haggalah is usually a large pot. This pot, if it has been previously used for chametz, customarily needs to have its own Haggalah performed to it before you kasher in it, even if 24 hours have already passed from its last chametz use. Now, how does one accomplish Haggalah to the Haggalah pot before he does Haggalah with the other vessels into it? This is through filling it up with water until the water reaches a boiling point, and then throwing into it a heated piece of metal such as a heated iron, meaning a piece of iron, such as the top part of a hammer. This then causes the water to overflow over the sides of the pot and considers the pot to have had Haggalah done to it. One must then spill out this water and reboil the water in it for the sake of koshering. If one wishes to then use this pot for Pesach, he needs to re-kosher it again in the same way we said before, through putting in a red hot iron material into the hot boiling water and having it overflow. For all further details on this matter, please refer to our corresponding article and Sefer.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at shulchanaruchharav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.